Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome in to Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Thursday, February 9th. Got a fun show for y'all. We're just going to be diving into some of the latest news out of Jacksonville. Trevor showing some Duval love, right? In that letter on the Players Tribune to the city of Jacksonville, you've got a report, kind of. I think it's more of a preview slash prediction of how Jawan Taylor's offseason could go from ESPN, Field Yates. We'll dive into all that stuff. Excited to take a look at it here. Thank you so much for tuning in, Duval. Hit me up on Twitter, at Jordan DeLugo. Let me know what you think about Trevor's love letter to Jacksonville, about the potential of signing Jawan Taylor, all that fun stuff. You can hit me up on Twitter. You can also just let me know in the comment section below what your thoughts are. Love to get the engagement. Love to communicate with you guys. And again, I could not be doing this without y'all's support, so it means the world to me. All right, so you've got Trevor Lawrence inking. Just a really beautiful letter to the city of Jacksonville on the Players Tribune, which is just a website, a media site where players can get their feelings off their chest. And that's what Trevor Lawrence did. He wanted to thank the city of Jacksonville. He wanted to tell us it was his new home, you know, like how he embraced it. And I'm not going to try to summarize the article here, the essay, the letter, whatever you want to call it. Go check it out for yourself. Players Tribune, Trevor Lawrence. It's a beautiful letter to the city of Jacksonville. And it really goes to show how genuine he is. Because in that text, when you're reading it, if you've paid attention to Trevor Lawrence a lot, the way he speaks, the way he communicates, you can tell that wasn't just a publicist or a PR person kind of writing that for Trevor. That was heartfelt. That was Trevor speaking to Jacksonville, again, from his heart. Like, that was honest. It was awesome. And it just goes to show you, once again, Trevor Lawrence is that dude. He is that guy. He's the leader that this city needs, that this team needs, and he's going to continue to be that. And so the Jags are in good hands. Trevor Lawrence, Doug Peterson, you just love what they're bringing to the city right now. Meanwhile, you've got Evan Engram tweeting about New York, and he just said, "I love New York." And, you know, a lot of people do tend to say that, kind of a common phrase. I wouldn't read into it. It is just funny timing from an optics standpoint. You've got Trevor and Josh Allen showing mad love to the city of Jacksonville. Meanwhile, Evan's thinking about New York. It's just ironic timing. I would seriously not read that much into it at all. Engram should want to be back in Jacksonville. He's talked about wanting to be back in Jacksonville. So again, I think this is just a guy that spent a lot of time in New York over the last 4 years of his career and enjoys the city. But it is just, you know, ironic paired with what Trevor Lawrence is saying, what Josh Allen is saying. Then you've got Evan Engram just sending out, I love New York. It is what it is. And I think for Evan, he's not shown himself to be a me guy at all. I don't think he's looking for attention. It's just funny timing. But at the same time, if Engram doesn't know the type of drama that that type of tweet can stir up in this type time of year, that's on him. And you've already got Jags fans getting upset about it. You've already got Giants fans trying to get him back when last year they could not shut the door fast enough as he was exiting. So that's funny to see, obviously. And then you've got guys like Xavier McKinney, former teammate, who's saying, you trying to come back to New York? So there's all these things that stem from Evan Engram making that type of tweet. And I don't think it was intentional. I don't think Evan Engram is a look at me type of guy. I think he was just tweeting what was on his mind at the moment. And what was on his mind was New York. What's been on Trevor Lawrence's mind? Jacksonville. We'll see how it all plays out. Again, he's not a drama guy. He's a good teammate, a great teammate, a hardworking guy, Evan Engram is. Just a little bit of ironic and funny timing for that tweet to come out right after Trevor, or right before Trevor Lawrence is writing this love letter to the city, and then Josh Allen's backing him up and all that fun stuff. I hope Evan Engram's back, but I also hope he gets his payday. We'll see how it plays out. If the Jaguars are willing to offer that payday, we'll see. We will see how it plays out here for the Jaguars and Evan Engram. But we did get some news, if you want to call it that. I wouldn't really call it news, on the Juwan Taylor situation. It's kind of really one of those off-season preview prediction articles from ESPN. Field Yates, he penned this saying, will they re-sign offensive tackle Juwan Taylor? He says, yes, the cost is going to be substantial as Taylor peaked at the right time in the season. The Jaguars' decision to go all in on Trevor Lawrence's supporting cast paid major dividends this year, and they have one more season before Lawrence is extension eligible. A deal with a per-year average of $15 million plus could be on tap. Again, that was Field Yates of ESPN. I agreed with everything Yates said in that. I think $15 million would be in line with what Taylor earned as a former second-round pick who has started every game in his career, in my opinion, had a Pro Bowl-caliber year, at least in pass protection, and that's the name of the game when you have a guy like Trevor Lawrence in the backfield. You want to protect him at all costs. Kid's only 25. I know he wasn't perfect, but no offensive lineman's perfect. I think signing him to a deal in that range makes a lot of sense. And again, I wouldn't take this as gospel from Field Yates. It sounds more like, well, I'm kind of hearing the tea leaves, reading the tea leaves, and this is what I've come up with. So we'll see how it plays out for Juwan Taylor. But yeah, I think for him, that's a good range to be in as a starting right tackle for the team. I think $15 million is going to be manageable moving forward. If they inked him to a $15 million per year deal over 3 or 4 years, you're looking at a year one cap hit that's going to end up being less than half of that $15 million. You'd probably be looking at $6 or $7 million for that cap hit. And if Shad Khan wants to write an even bigger signing bonus, you can make that 2023 cap hit even smaller and kick that cap space hit down the road a little bit.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So we'll see how that plays out for Jawan. He's going to get a nice payday, and he should. If it's a win for the Jaguars, you know, if they're able to ink that deal with him, and he's protecting the right side, make no mistake about it, because he was one of the better pass-protecting right tackles in football last year. Again, started every game, 25 years old. I know there's a lot of folks that'll say, well, what about before last year? Before last year, he had a rookie year where it wasn't perfect, but everybody was excited about Jawan Taylor going into year two. There's no question about that. We can't play revisionist history right now, right? People were fired up about Jawan Taylor heading into his second season as a pro. Then what happens? You have the final year of Doug Marrone, which is really ugly. Worst record in football, right? Everybody around him wasn't playing well at the same time, but Jawan didn't have a great year either. And then you have the Urban Meyer debacle where, again, everyone else around him struggled as well. Like, why are we only holding that against Jawan Taylor? You're not going to hold that against Trevor Lawrence, are you? You're not going to hold that against the other guys, are you, that you're excited about? No, I don't think you should hold it against Jawan. For the first time in his career in 2023, he had a really, really good head coach and a really, really good offense and a really, really good offensive line coach in Phil Rauscher, and in a scheme that that fits what Jawan Taylor can do physically. So yeah, I think he makes a lot of sense in Jacksonville, and I think he makes sense at that price tag. If things don't get done with Jawan, you've got Walker Little, who can come in and probably play right tackle. He was giving Jawan everything he could in that competition for the starting right tackle spot in 2022. Didn't quite take it at the end, and we see now why, because Jawan Taylor was playing at such a high level. So if you don't have Jawan, though, I think you feel pretty damn good about Walker Little as a starting tackle for you. He does have plenty of practice experience at right tackle now. It'll just be about making sure he can get the job done in the game. But you could also go for maybe an Andre Dillard in free agency who could provide maybe a little bit of competition for Walker Little, or even just be your swing tackle and a guy who can play interior as well, Andre Dillard. And this is a player who Doug Peterson's coached. Doug Peterson was there when Andre Dillard was drafted. You've also got options with a rookie if you want to add that swing tackle from the draft. I think there's going to be options for you for sure. But I would guess they would want to have a little bit more. If they lost Jawan, I think they would want to get a little bit more experience in here at tackle. But I think it's a really good thing for the Jags that all the needs they have, when you look at the roster right now, there are answers in the draft class or even on the roster. You lose Taylor, you have your replacement in Walker Little. You lose Ingram, there's going to be cheaper guys in free agency than Evan Ingram who can produce. And, you know, Doug Peterson does a really damn good job of getting tight ends to produce. There's also a bunch of quality tight ends you could land on day one or day two of the draft. I mean, you talk about Michael Mayer. If Evan Ingram walks, is Michael Mayer or Luke Musgrave or even Dalton Kincaid, I think all three of those guys could be the answer really early on in their careers. Musgrave might take a little bit longer to get going because he's just less experienced than the other two, but could be a lot of fun. But again, I want Jawan Taylor back. I want Evan Ingram back. It's just, this is a business. We'll see how it plays out. You lose Arden Key or DeJuan Smoot. This class is deep with edge talent. This draft class is. No doubt about it. And you've also got some potential options to upgrade the interior and free agency. We'll see how the contract situations with Javon Hargrave, David Onyemata, and Daron Payne play out. But those are some options for you as well when you're talking about getting after that quarterback, creating pressure, disturbing the pocket. So, yeah, a lot of options for the Jaguars here. I'm excited to see how it plays out. I think you want to try to retain who you can. Juwan, Evan, those are big deals. Arden Key, another guy who was critical. DeJuan Smoot's been critical, but he's coming off the Achilles. We're not sure when he's going to be ready to go, but hopefully you can get him back on the cheap thanks to the injury, which sucks for him, but it is what it is. You know, it was just a really unfortunately timed injury. But yeah, retain who you can, fill your holes in free agency, and try to attack the draft with a BPA approach, but with also understanding the depth of the positions in the class. Well, if I take this guy now, who's going to be available next round at this same position, who I think could maybe provide some similar value? So you want to have an understanding of depth and value and also be able to kind of attack it in a way where you don't feel pigeonholed by needs. We'll see how it goes. I'm fired up for it. Appreciate y'all for tuning in, Duval. Go ahead and hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. Hit that like and subscribe button here on YouTube. And you can check out jinjag.com, pick up some new Duval gear. Really appreciate y'all's support. Have a great rest of your Thursday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.